All right, here we go.
Great.
Hey there, I'm Nick. I'm in my 20s trying to figure out life and what faith has to do with it. I've got a lot of questions, probably very similar to the ones you've got. But here's the thing. I'm looking for a better answer, and it's difficult to find someone who can help. So I'm bringing on Kyle, a mentor of mine, who's going to help me find a better answer.
Recording.
We are. Welcome back, everyone. Here we are, here with Justin and me, Nick.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good to be back.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, it
you
is
sure,
good.
You sure about that?
It is. Always good to hang out.
You don't even know what we're talking. Actually, you do, because we just talked about what we're going to talk about.
It's true, but I only found out 2 minutes ago.
That is true.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you guys believe us when we say we don't prep for this?
They're like, yeah, it's fairly obvious.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yep.
Sorry.
Walked in here with a Chipotle burrito.
It's true.
Wolfed that down. Gave Justin some of my scattered thoughts. And he was like, shut up. We need to record.
I never said that.
He didn't say that.
In fact,
he gave me the ability to not record and just talk about things.
Yeah.
But here we are talking about things with you guys.
And that's true. With microphones on.
Yeah. So, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, I think you chose what we're going to talk about. So let's talk it.
Mr. Mosteller, who sits in front of me, just finished this past weekend, along with three of my close friends, a triathlon.
That's right.
And that's a hard thing to do.
It was.
It's not something I want to do, actually.
Okay. I think I could get you there.
Really?
I could talk you into it.
Yikes.
I know.
And I think the topic of doing hard things. I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Especially in regards to my faith.
Yeah.
And growth as a person, as a man, as a husband, as a father, all those things. Because I believe that doing hard things is growing and good.
Yeah.
And yet I don't want to choose those things.
Absolutely.
I objectively do. It's like, oh, wouldn't it be really cool if last year I prepped and did a thing and now today would be over? Yeah, that'd be really cool. But I don't want to choose that today so that a year from now I'm in that place.
Mm-hmm.
So me as a person and a person following Jesus, I want to be able to do hard things because I believe they'll grow me, yet I don't choose them. I don't know. Has anything first come up to you when I say that to you?
I think the best things are hard things.
Okay.
The best things in life are hard things. So if I look at the best things in my life, I look at my friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Those are not always easy, obviously, if you're in long-term friendships.
Yep.
I would say, this is not in ranking order, but I'm trying to just say in order as maybe the listener would resonate with. But I played guitar for 23 years now, 24 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was awful at the start of it. Awful. Like people would think I'm lying, but I promise you, at the age of 18, when I picked up a guitar for the first time, it was like a foreign language that I'd never spoken in my life, and it was super hard.
Yeah.
And I've stuck with it for 24 years, and it's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
And then the biggest is like my relationship with my wife, with Sarah, like our marriage is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard work.
Yep.
I got 4 kids.
Yep.
11, 9, 10, and 7. 11, 9, 10. That was a weird order that my brain just did that in. 11, 10, 9, and 7. It's hard work. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So the best things in life to me are hard things.
Okay. And even as you say that, I'm like thinking like, okay, you know, I've chosen marriage and I'm glad I've done that, and it is hard. I've chosen friendships, and those have definitely been hard. I say that kind of comparing to marriage because for me at least, it's easier to leave a friendship.
Yep.
It's like, okay, absolutely. Cool. Like, it was fun for a year, but you know, we don't have to hang out.
yeah.
Which is true. Like, it's like some friendships that can be true and a good thing, but most of the time, or at least in good discernment, friendships just need work, right?
Yeah.
So I've stuck with people. And so I guess like in some respect, I do have hard things I choose.
Yep.
But I don't often see myself choose uncomfortable things. Like that are kind of like extra in my mind, like the triathlon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'll give you an example in my life where a hard thing was kind of put on me by God. So part of my schooling is I went to University of Cincinnati. I went to the School of DAP, Design, Art, Architecture, and Planning, and I studied industrial design. Part of that is the 5-year program, and part of it is every other semester you go on a co-op somewhere in the world.
Okay.
First one was in Texas. Second one was in Buffalo, New York. So on that one, I didn't want to go to Buffalo. I didn't want that at all. I had just, Sarah and I had just broken up. My wife now. I wanted to be in Cincinnati with my friends. I hadn't dealt with hurt from a previous relationship. And I think, like outside of it, I think God knew if I stayed there, I was going to cause some real destruction in people, like hurt people.
Yeah.
And God, in his grace and mercy, it was the only place that offered me a job. Mm. So I was like, I guess I'm going to Buffalo, New York. Mm. Long story short, on the drive up, I was like, God, I see there's broken pieces in me. Do with that whatever you want. In Buffalo, I feel like he immensely grew me, put me in community that challenged me. There seemed to be a special ability on my part to be disciplined and going to bed at like 10 every night, waking up at 5:30. I did it. And I've never been able to do that since then.
Yeah.
And it was hard. It was really hard. I would go to a coffee shop and I just feel pain. Emotional pain.
Yeah.
Like, why am I hurting?
Yeah.
And I didn't know. I had to weed through that. And God taught me a lot about forgiveness and love. And it's what brought fruit towards being who God made me to be. Having a healthy relationship with Sarah, where we got married. Healthier friendships, including friendships with men, which had sent up to that point not really been in my life. Mm. So, and now I look back, like, that was really worth it.
Hmm.
And I would choose it again. But
I, what got you to go to Buffalo in the first place? You sort of said
it. I applied to a job.
Yeah.
And it was the only one that gave me an offer.
Yeah. So a bit of it was just obligation.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that about like this triathlon for me.
Yep.
And I did not come in here planning on to talk about my triathlon that I... on some level succeeded with because I finished it. And then if people are listening and they've done triathlons, you would see my time and go, I don't know that you succeeded. But my first one, I beat the time that I wanted to do all that. The reason why I did it is because I had an obligation in February of this year. So right now it is August and the race was on August 18th. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Back in February, I registered. Mm-hmm. I paid $100,
okay.
$150 to punish my body for the next several months.
Yeah, yeah.
But because of that obligation,
yeah,
it set it in motion. Like, okay, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we think, well, I shouldn't have obligations. No, sometimes you need to put something on a calendar and say that's the target, that's the goal.
Yeah.
And work towards it.
Yeah.
And that's what you did in Buffalo, and you reaped some benefits.
Okay.
Right.
I agree with you. I think two things. One, does Jesus' life reflect choosing hard things for the sake of the benefit, I guess, to word that? I don't know how to word that. Second, I think I'm afraid to sign up and fail, of like, oh, I'm going to sign up and not do it. So those two things.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair and honest. Well, to your first... Does Jesus' life, I don't know how you phrased it, does Jesus' life
reflect choosing hard things for the...
Choosing hard things?
Yeah, the cost.
I'd say it does. I don't know. I could have sworn the cross is the life of Jesus. So if you're just talking spiritually, the leader I've given my life to, the one who I say is my Savior and my King, being Jesus... His entire life is built around choosing hard things.
Huh.
I believe he was divine. I believe he was there in creation since the beginning, like the New Testament points out.
Mm-hmm.
and throughout history with God, one with God, and yet he descended and came to earth, took on flesh as a human, limited himself, took on pain, suffering, fears, anguish, tears, sadness, grief, all of those things, and he endured that.
Can we also delineate between, because the Bible does promise hard things will come our way.
Sure.
Suffering will come our way. Jesus says,
you will have troubles.
You will have troubles, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
That's right.
And I think that's a different topic. We're not talking about that today.
That's right. I don't think Jesus said, take heart, you will have triathlons, but I have overcome the triathlon. I don't think that.
Yeah.
But I do think so much in our culture builds comfort into us these days.
Yes. Yes.
So spirituality, when I look at Jesus's life, if I'm, again, just talking in the spiritual world, which I think there's not spiritual, then physical, or work, then home. It's all in one.
Yeah.
But when I'm looking at Jesus's life, I don't think that he is choosing comforts. I don't think he's running after, well, let me just spend time. Like he wasn't a monk, and I'm not putting judgment on all monks, but the difference between Jesus and many other religious groups of his time, where religious groups fled Jerusalem and fled the religious establishment and went out to the desert to pray and to commune together in a very small community. The difference of Jesus is he's public and he's active and he's moving from town to town to share this good news and this gospel of peace and changing people's lives. He goes towards discomfort. He almost always goes towards discomfort.
That's good.
Now, there are times where he goes, I need refreshing, so I go hiking together to talk to my father, and he goes out in prayer. But that sends him back into hard things. The very savior of my life, the king of my life, he's like, his life is suffering. I think it is Brennan Manning who says, if my prayer today is to be more Christ-like, then that means my prayer today is to be more cross-like. It's one of his morning prayers. My prayer today is to be Christ-like, which most of us would say, yes, Jesus is amazing. I want to be more like Jesus. And what Brennan Manning says is that it means to be cross-like, which means to suffer, right? Okay, so that's one thing. I agree with you. That doesn't mean triathlons. That doesn't mean...
Yeah.
But I do believe...
This is hitting a lot for
I believe putting ourselves... we have to today, more than ever in, I think, human history, literally, I know that's not hyperbole, more than ever in human history, we have to put ourselves in line with some type of suffering, discomfort that we can, again, it's like, it's somewhat manageable, but it puts you on the edge of yourself.
Yep.
We have to choose those things.
Yep.
And that's where that word obligation comes in to mode. More so than ever, because 200 years ago, man, to get a fire, I had to go cut the wood, chop the wood, haul the wood in, bring it. Now I go to my thermostat and I just click, I'd like it warmer, please.
Yep.
If you could make it a nice 71 degrees and not 70, right? So a friend of mine, this comes to mind, a friend of mine that used to do a lot of all my work on my guitars, was also just like a deep spiritual well of a guy as well. So when I'd go pick up my guitars, we'd have these great talks. And he became a mentor friend of mine. He drew this for me years ago. So if you're thinking, if you can picture in your mind, or if you got a piece of paper, you can draw this where you're at right now. But three concentric circles, is that the right word?
Sure.
Were there three circles inside of one another?
I think
that's right.
Sounds great.
So
we're both the people to ask.
I know. Sorry. Well, you went to design school.
You're right. It's absolutely, without doubt, concentric circles.
So three, I hope that's right. Three concentric circles, small circle in the middle, then a middle ring, and then an outer ring, right? Well, that middle, he would say, is comfort zone.
Yep.
So CZ, comfort zone. And then the middle of the big circle there, the second ring.
Yep.
He says is a God zone. And then the outer ring is a panic zone.
Oh.
And so what he would say is most of life is pushing us towards the middle comfort zone, everything comfortable.
Yeah.
Only do what you're really good at. Yeah. Only do what doesn't push your limits. And then he said, and then there are times where we think, well, to rely on God, I just have to go way beyond myself, so far beyond myself that he would say, well, that actually puts you in this panic zone, which is not reality for you and goes beyond limits that might overcome you, might break you with stress.
Yep.
Okay. But in this middle zone, this fine zone is this God zone.
Yep.
Where it's out of my comfort zone, it's moving towards this panic zone and finding my boundaries.
Yep.
And that's where I start to rely more on God and go, what do you have for me? Push beyond myself. So for me, I would say in February, a friend told me about a triathlon and I went, no way. No way could I ever do a triathlon. I ran a half marathon 15 years ago, finished it, vowed to never do anything like that again. I'm active, I work out and things like that. But in February, I signed up for this friend.
Yeah.
And was like, there's no way. Yeah. I also had some fears. I do not swim. I love water and like kayaking and fishing and things like that. But I don't like swimming. Huh. And I'm afraid of drowning.
Yeah.
Have a legit fear of that.
Mm-hmm.
Almost drowned several years ago. Terrified me. And and have had some other life experiences with water that was a legit fear. So to sign up for this thing was, okay, this is pushing me beyond myself.
Yep. Yep.
And it's going to require me to be disciplined, and so it's going to require me to take a humble position, learn from somebody else. So found out a friend of mine has done Ironmans and plenty of triathlons, went to lunch with him, said, hey, walk me through what this next 6 months of my life should look like to get ready for this thing.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
Right there, somebody to help you do it.
That's right.
You can't do it alone.
Yep.
And you had somebody there to say, hey, here's just do this. And it's okay if you change it next time. But for now, you don't know what you're doing. Just follow my plan.
Totally. I had no idea. So he built a 12-week plan for me. Every single day for 12 weeks, he had mapped out exactly what I was to do. And I listened to him. And for 12 weeks, I did almost every day. It wasn't every day.
Yeah.
But I spreadsheet marking my workouts for 12 straight weeks. And I did it. There was 9 other friends of mine who were doing this thing too.
Yep. Yep.
And at the start, there might have been 20 of them, and 10 of them dropped out. And in the end, 10 of us showed up on race day and did this thing together.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't do, I'll say this. So when we're talking the comfort zone, God zone, panic zone thing, this factors into my decision making in life.
Yeah.
What I didn't do was go, you know what? I'd like to push myself. And God says I can do all things through him. So the Olympics are in August. So I think I'd like to run against whoever. I'd like to swim against that kid from Mason, Ohio. I didn't do that. That would be way beyond my
means, we are still on this side of heaven where our bodies are broken.
But could I push myself to discomfort?
Yes.
I've never biked 25 miles. So a triathlon, Olympic triathlon is what we did. It was swim 1,500 meters.
Yeah.
Bike 40 kilometers and run a 10K.
Yeah,
I've ran a 10K. I had no problem thinking I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I could not swim 300 meters, 200 meters really at the start of 12 weeks without gassing myself. Full like cramps, the whole deal.
Yeah.
So it stretched me. It made me disciplined.
Yeah.
And I think what it did was one, I totally entered this race with prayer. Like, God, meet me here.
Yep.
I want to push myself. I had to change up all my morning rhythms, get out of my comfort zone, change up my morning time with God that I love to spend.
Mm-hmm.
And for the 12 weeks, I gave that to training
and
then stayed super disciplined, had to watch some of what I ate, had to watch my sleep, had to get trackers. Like, I did all the work. And race day was stinking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I had a blast. Mm-hmm. Somebody told me, hey, throughout that, even into your last mile, you were smiling the whole time. I was like, because I was having a blast. It was amazing. And so I pushed myself to get out of my comfort zone into a zone that felt like this is beyond me, but not like I'm going to go be in the Olympics, because that's not realistic.
It was worth it.
It was worth it.
Because?
It was worth it because I found a new boundary for myself.
Okay,
because
I
pushed beyond edges and went, okay, I can do more than I thought. In February, I thought I could never do a triathlon.
Right.
Now I'm looking at
I can.
Could I do a half Ironman?
Mm.
Like what?
Yeah. And it's not, and it's like, you know, people listening, it's not just the point of getting to do more triathlons.
It's not.
It's
not. But I believe I found a new edge of myself, and I believe that factors into the next day that might be a stressful day, a hard day.
I can do this.
I can do this.
Yeah.
And again, it's not, for me, honestly, I'm not making this up. It's not self-reliance. It's I know God has given me his Holy Spirit and he's walking with me in this way.
Yeah.
And a triathlon just pushed my physical limits and even my spiritual limits a little bit.
Right.
Helped me to manage some stresses.
Yeah. Yeah.
I went through, you know this, I went through a bunch of loss this year. Hard things in life. I can look back and say this decision in February that I made, there's no question that by saying yes to this in February, when we lost my mother-in-law in March, when I lost my friend in April, this thing, this workout plan, this plan to hit a target helped me mentally through that. There's no question.
Okay.
And so when a hard day comes now, I can go like, okay, I know how to manage some of this stress. I know it's a good outlet for me. Yeah. I know it helped my prayer life in that.
Yeah.
And a triathlon is like, I don't know, it's a good, whether it's a metaphor or just, but I pushed myself and I was proud of it. I got some confidence on the back end of it.
Yeah.
No, no cramps, no injuries.
Yeah.
And some things learned about myself that I think will pay off for sure.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to leave us with, because we're at the end of our time, is a few things. One, God in heaven, the creator of the universe, created you. He's woven you together, and he has designed you in a certain way. Yes, we live in the not yet. Like there is a time when God's new earth and new heaven will come, and that'll be for everyone who trusts in Jesus, and it'll be amazing. Okay, I just love my train of thought. Hold on, give me a second.
Somebody walked by.
Yeah. Okay, all right. And God believes in you, and he's created you to be able and capable. Yes, there's a limit on this side, and that will one day be reconciled. But Jesus, he chose the cross. He chose it. He didn't need to do it. He chose it. It was a call God put on his life, and he chose it. Right? Am I right there, Justin?
Yes.
Great.
I do. He asked his father, would you have me do this? Not my will, but yours. Yes. And then he chose it.
Luke 9:23, this is Jesus saying, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross daily and follow me. I want to be someone who's able and capable of choosing hard things. I want that. And which means we have to, work that muscle out.
That's right.
And so I'm going to leave with this, Justin. I'm going to invite you into this with us. Everybody listening, this is an invitation.
Can I add a caveat?
Yeah.
Again, I am not, and Nick is not saying a triathlon is my cross for the day.
No.
But choosing that hard path pushes me towards out of the comfort zone that all of culture tries to pull me back into, pushes me beyond so that when I believe there is a cross moment for me to take up a cross, that I'm better mentally, spiritually, physically prepared to take that on.
Yes, great. Absolutely. This might be a bad idea, actually.
No, come on.
Okay. This comes out on Monday the 2nd, September 2nd. The next day, so as you're listening, tomorrow, I would love to fast just to practice doing something hard and praying to God and like, hey, what do you have for me? Is there something hard you want me to move towards or work through? That'd be September 3rd. And I think it'd be awesome to have a communal fast with people listening. What do you think about that? Is that a bad idea?
I'm in for that. Give me a direction of the fast for the day.
Okay. All right. Is it direction for the fast?
If it's just to do something hard, that's great. We can do that.
It is that. It's not comfortable to not eat food.
Yeah.
And then the gaps of when you're hungry, when you're praying, like, hey, Lord, show me that you can strengthen me, that you can provide all I need. And then specifically, hey, is there something hard you want me to move towards?
Great.
It's fasting for discernment and direction on, is there something hard you want me to move towards?
Yeah. It's resisting a craving and desire that we have that's very physical in food and saying, God, I'm open to you and making space that I could hear from you to say, is there something you're calling me towards?
Yep. Yeah. So I'm in for that. If you're in for that,
I'm in.
You're in? All right. So September 3rd, and if you're listening to this, that means tomorrow, join us. And other people have done way better job at explaining fast, so I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to get into the caveats. I'm not going to get into any of that.
That's right.
Other than it's in the Bible and I want to do it. And Jesus expected his followers to do it. So tomorrow, join us in fasting from the morning until dinner. We will break fast together at dinner. Sound good?
Great.
Great. All right. Hey, love you guys. See you next time.
Later.